At the heart of the cultural life of Paris, then as now, stands l'Opéra. To the left of the Opera is a spacious road, Rue des Halles. The second house on Rue des Halles is fairly modern, and it was there that Jahangir Ratanji Dadabhai Tata, the second child to Ratan Dadabhai Tata and Suni Tata, was born on 29th July 1904. Jahangir hailed from an illustrious family. His father, R.D. Tata, was a cousin and colleague of Jamshedji Tata, the man who brought the Industrial Revolution to India in the early 1900s, giving it steel, hydroelectric power and high-level technological education. Over 100 years ago, this enterprising merchant set up a mill in Nagpur to manufacture cotton goods and flagged off what was to become a giant industry, the Tata Group. In his early 40s, Jahangir's father, R.D. Tata, decided to start his own business in Paris, dealing in precious stones. There, he fell in love with his French tutor's daughter, Suzanne, and proposed marriage to her. She was 20 and he was 46. Suzanne Priere changed her name to Suni, and the two were married by the rituals of the Zoroastrian faith. Later to be called Jay, Jahangir recalls his early years.
My childhood and youth, so different from those of the average middle-class Parsi, were mainly conditioned by the fact that my father had married a French woman, and we spent half of our early years in Paris and half in Bombay.
According to J.R.D., his mother was a very resourceful, intelligent and adaptable lady who, first with two, then three, four and five children, uprooted herself every 2 years or so to find a new home, alternately in France and in India. As she went back to her home country every year or two, JRD's education was regularly disrupted.